John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Friday night for two shows, this gentleman will be at the Sellersville Theater. One show at 6, one at 9. And you can get tickets through st94.com. Rob Schneider's on the phone. Hi, Rob.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. I got to be kind of quiet because I have a three-year-old because I'm an idiot.
Well, you're talking to two other idiots then because we both have almost three-year-olds as well.
It's great being an older dad. You have so much more in common with your kid. You know what I mean? Both need help getting out of the tub, you know? Both cry for no reason. Both wake up, have no idea where you are.
And any day now, you'll probably be wetting your pants as much as he does.
Exactly. Exchange diapers. How are things in Philly?
Things in Philly are pretty damn good. When was the last time you were here?
God, I remember being booed. I went to a baseball game, and then I remember getting booed. I was at a football game, and I just remember, you know, I think I was at a baseball game. St. Louis Cardinals were playing, and I just remember the fans booing Santa. And then they booed the kids who were bringing out the equipment. And I went like, man, this is a great town. I love it here. This is a town that just is not intimidated and doesn't have to kiss butt.
Well, that's for damn sure.
I suffered along with all the Philadelphia Eagle fans. I will say, after you guys won the Super Bowl,
right,
I noticed the difference in all my Philadelphia. They just finally, like, it was such a sigh of relief, you know.
It was a weight. Like, the weight was gone.
Right.
I even noticed, like, the real estate prices started to go up. You know? My friends started shaving, taking better care of themselves, going to the gym. They just realized they had something to lose now after that. You know what I mean?
You're originally from San Francisco, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So we had that monkey lifted off our back in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
We lost in the playoffs like 3 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
And it literally like was crushing. I mean, businesses started leaving San Francisco. It was kind of everybody went to a funk. I liked the new team, but they moved. They moved into Santa Clara, which is a nice area, but it's hot.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get these fat 49er fans going to a place where it's hot and they're sitting. It's still cold in the morning, but then by like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's like 90 degrees, and these guys are having heart attacks out there. It's unbelievable. They're in the sun sweating. You know, they have to have umbrellas. I mean, you have to protect your fat fans. You know what I mean? You're going to have a franchise.
Now, being a kid from San Francisco and now living in L.A., I mean, and you've been in L.A. for a while, but is there a compare and contrast? Is there one that you prefer?
San Francisco's a nice little gay town. I like it. It's nice, and it's been very good to me. A lot of my good friends were there. And Los Angeles is very accepting of people moving in constantly. You know, San Francisco was a little snobby, but in a good way. You know,
okay.
They have their neighborhoods and stuff. Like, I remember when, like, a Gap opened in Haight-Ashbury, people protested. It's like, who protests a clothing store opening up? You know? It's like, you have to have a lot of time on your hands and get angry over very little stuff. That's what was happening, but it was very open-minded and very great.
Before you go, I got to ask you one thing, and that is, how did the You Can Do It come along? Did it start in Waterboy? Is that the first place? And how many movies did it pop up in?
Yeah, it was Waterboy, and I honestly didn't know what it was, and I didn't understand it, and Adam said it would be funny if he showed it a few times. I think the whole thing was just to make sure that Adam would have, you know, me getting yelled at on the street by people for 15 years. You can do it. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Still happening.
Well, this coming Friday night, Rob Schneider will be at the Sellersville Theater.
It'll be fun, man. We have two shows, I think, at 6 o'clock. So the old people, get over there. Thanks for having me, John. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.